Welcome everyone. Tonight on the Team Bond weekly training, we're going to be talking about taking leadership responsibility. Becoming a distributor for the first time is a wonderful and enlightening experience. Many people need time to adjust to running their own business as well as learning how this MLM or network marketing industry works. Team Bond has always strived to make this learning process as easy as possible by providing our own recorded trainings, which are available 24/7 on the Team Bond website, and also teaching each distributor to help all their own enrollees as they build their businesses together. Most people enroll in our industry to make a change in their own lives, either for their health or increasing their income. We're fortunate to be working with one of the most successful network marketing companies not only in our country but in the entire world. With commitment and effort, most distributors can make their own lives whatever they want it to be. Make no mistake, however, this business is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Instead, it does offer all of us financial and time freedom in far less time than it would take in a traditional job. As in the case of anything worth having, effort must be applied to achieve what you want. With serious effort and commitment, you can realize extraordinary results in this business. When you build your business, you are building a team of people in your own organization who will help create volume needed for you and themselves to advance. Advancement determines your position and your income. As you advance, your income increases exponentially. Advancement puts you in a position of responsibility. Responsibility to train and help your team. As you gain higher and higher ranks, your responsibility increases, just the same as if it was a traditional job. Our industry is a people business, which means you build long-term relationships with those you work with in your team. Building respect, integrity, and loyalty become a major importance in everyone's life. Your actions are watched and duplicated. You want to become an example to your organization in all that you do. It is good to ask yourself often, how would I like to enroll myself? Or what kind of organization would I have if everyone was just like me? This answer will provide you with great insight into your own leadership. You want to always be caring about your team and always be honest with them as you're taking leadership responsibility. At the same time, diplomacy is high on the list of requirements. Distributors go through many emotions as they learn how to deal with disappointment and rejection. As a leader, you want to provide them with a very positive environment and a positive outlook of what they encounter each day. Very often you will be called on to lift their spirits. But be careful in this process that you teach them to stand on their own two feet and not rely on you to be their backbone. Their business is just that, their business. Distributors must learn they are the president of their own business, and the results of their efforts will determine their success. It is not up to you to create their success. It is your job to teach and train and support them. It is their job to learn and apply themselves. I'll admit, learning leadership is an evolution for you. Going through growth, adversity, and challenges of your own will mold you into a better leader. Don't shy away from any of this. You will become so much more than when you started this business, and you will like your results. The purpose of this training is to give you some insight into obvious things that you can do from the beginning to take leadership responsibility. Number one, get to know your team members. Know their family, their circumstances, so you can better guide them. Care about them. Show compassion when they have problems. Remember, it's a people business. Number two, of course, train them as well as you want your business to be. Be sure to follow our training system with them until they are done and they know what they are doing. Number three, do not babysit your team. Caring is one thing, but allowing them to wallow in their challenges is not helping them. Teach them to stand strong and confront what they must. Four, you should have no problem expecting them to perform. Their business is for their future, so they have to do what is necessary to reach their goals. If you start understanding why they are weak and allowing this kind of behavior, you are going down the path of failure for you and them. This is not what you want, so don't do it. Number five, to lead your team, you should be in touch with your frontline workers every weekday. You should have some kind of weekly or monthly meeting for your entire organization. Usually, there's a cost for these meetings if it's not on the telephone. It is not your responsibility alone to pay for the meetings. You create the meetings to help your team grow. Therefore, your team should share in the cost. It's best to start them with this mentality, because if you don't, they'll expect you to pay for everything. This is not helping you or them. You can charge per person to attend meetings. Many leaders do this, or a once-a-month contribution that you can budget ahead of time. At your meetings, you must demonstrate that you are an example of what they can become and what kind of distributor you want them to be. Lead by example. Number six, you should always attend company events and upline events and encourage your whole team to do the same. If you don't tell them and encourage them to participate, you are hurting your business and theirs more than you know. Always encourage them to attend company events and upline events. Number seven, all of you should be part of your upline weekly events to be sure you stay tuned into the latest of what is happening. You should always pass information to your team that you learn from the company or from your upline. It's your obligation as a leader to keep everyone informed. Number eight, as you advance, we want you to be proud of your achievements. However, put your ego aside and do not behave as if you are above anyone. Your leadership and integrity will put you in that position automatically, and everyone will recognize this. Leading with good leadership skills far surpasses a pompous leader who is trying to elevate themselves by making others feel inferior. Be positive, be strong, demonstrate a good example to all. Besides your weekly or monthly meetings, it is important to have social events for your team to interface with each other and build a bond between them. When this happens, they help each other to grow. The team bond philosophy is to build a camaraderie between all your downline and between other team bond members everywhere in the world. We all help each other. A social event can be a yearly picnic, a Christmas party, or anything you like. You decide for your own team. And number nine, as mentioned, you want to attend all company events, especially the international convention. Leaders never miss this event. Your team should never miss the convention. Teach them to save their money all year long so they can afford it when the time comes to attend convention. Number 10, as you see, things that your team needs, use your own creative ability to come up with solutions, trainings, meetings, whatever is necessary to give them what they need. Be sure, however, that you let them perform their own responsibilities. You are their leader, so lead them. So if you've been with Team Bond for any amount of time, you'll have attended some of our own events, such as our annual convention party, High Achievers event, or our annual conference. These things will be given by you once your team gets big enough. These are good examples of pulling your team together for bonding and working together globally, which Team Bond is a global team. We're so blessed in Team Bond to have outstanding leadership from our upline, especially Platinum International Bonnie Taylor. As you're taking on your leadership responsibilities and you run into challenges, remember what you've learned from all of Bonnie's trainings and her leadership. And so I thank you all for being on the call tonight. And this is just a little bit about taking leadership responsibility. Thank you, everyone, and good night.